You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, we'll get to the good news in a sec because there's quite a bit of it with this Nationals team these days, but got to start with something that's odd and a little concerning. Steven Strasburg hasn't been really great at any point this year. He's definitely been sort of not up to, I think, expectations for most of the year, but two starts ago, he had some physical discomfort, came out early, and his last time out, he just got knocked around. What's going on with Strasburg?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I spoke to someone who's at the game in Arizona, and they said that he threw too many sliders, and that's not like him. And I don't know if that's really the case because, as you know, I was not there in Arizona. But, you know, if that's the case, you know, that's not like him. He's known to throw a lot of fastballs, and I'm not going to say he's hurt. He doesn't look hurt to me. The only time he looked hurt was when they were at Nationals Park last week and he had the back discomfort. But other than that, I mean, he's looked fine to me. So, you know, you would hope that he's healthy, but it's hard for me to say. I mean, I'll find out more today, obviously.
It's very strange because, you know, a lot of the peripherals still look good. You know, he's not given up a ton of home runs. He gave up two last time out, but those are the second and third homers he's given up all year.
Right.
He's not walking a lot of guys. He's getting a decent number of strikeouts. The peripherals look pretty good, but he's just getting hit. That's a weird combination, and it really, again, it's not just the last two starts. It's kind of an all-year thing. What broadly are you seeing with Strasburg, not just these last two, but really most of the year? He's really only had one or two really strong starts this year.
You know, it's hard to say, Matthew, because, you know, all I've seen mostly is, like, he's been great every time he's been in the big leagues. And this is the first time where he's really faced failure. Even when he was 8-9 2 years ago, you know, that you can blame the team for not scoring enough runs. But I know it's hard for me to say. It's hard to say if he's hurt. You know, I was told he wasn't throwing enough fastballs. He took too many sliders in his last start. So, I mean, this is something I have to ask Steven Strasburg. I mean, next time he'll pitch will be Sunday in his hometown, San Diego, and hopefully he'll be ready to pitch in front of his family.
If he doesn't start getting right, I mean, I don't think anybody in any sane planet thinks this guy's coming out of the rotation. But are there options? Skip a start, give him an extra day, anything? Are there any kind of options if Strasburg continues to struggle, or do they just ride it out because this guy's got to be good for them to be as good as they want to be?
Well, you know, obviously there's options. I mean, they have enough pitching, you know, they have pitching depth to really help throughout the season. So obviously they can give him a day off. You know, Matt Williams loves to take advantage of days off where you can skip somebody and someone else, you know, come in and pitch. That's what he did this past week with Strasburg, and he let Scherzer pitch Monday. But, yes, that could I mean, that could happen. I mean, you have Tanner Roark, don't forget him. And, you know, they could go to the minor leagues and take a chance on A.J. Cole again. And you just never know. But we'll see what happens.
All right, so enough of that. Let's start talking about the good news because, like I said, there's a lot of it here. The main thing that jumps out to me is this club scored 55 runs in the last six games. We've spent a lot of this year talking about the offense, and lately it's working. Now, part of that is you face the Diamondbacks pitching staff, and you face them at a place that's really good to hit in Phoenix. But still, what's different about this offense the last week or so that they are putting up these kind of runs?
Well, number one is Bryce Harper. He's carrying the team. I predicted early in the season that he was the key member of the team, that he could carry the team like Reggie Jackson did for the Yankees years ago. And he's doing that right now. But as I'm saying that, you know, this team is streaky. They were streaky last year. They did this last year. But you hope they can be consistent from this point forward to the playoffs, because by the time – you remember last year during the playoffs, you know, they couldn't hit a lick. So you hope they can be consistent – all year long, where everyone can really start hitting Denard Span is leading off, and he's been great since he came back from his injury. It looks like Jason Worth is coming around. Ryan Zimmerman's definitely coming around. And Wilson Ramos, I mean, they're expecting high hopes for him, too. So you hope that this offense can really be consistent all year long, and to me, that's the key.
Kind of want to drill down a little bit on Harper because, you know, to some extent it's obvious. I mean, he's got basically every tool except maybe a good but not great hit tool. But he's got the eye. He's got the power. I mean, everything is there for this guy to be an outstanding offensive player. So when it comes together like this, is there one key? Is it just a matter of that's how good he is? Or is there one key that kind of clicks in when you see him go on a run like he's on right now?
Well, I think the key is that he's not going for home runs every time out. And I think Max Scherzer said it best, is that, you know, if someone tries to pitch him low and away, he tries to get a base hit to left field. And he did that several times last week. So I think that's a good sign. His walk totals are up. If you look at the on-base percentage, it's really high. And he's driving runs. I mean, yes, he's hitting the home runs, but I'm looking at the RBIs, the runs scored, and also the on-base percentage. To me, that's key, and they're all high. And I'm expecting that to be really key, Matthew. I mean, and he's taking the ball the other way, too. That's another key. He's not pulling everything. I think this is going to be consistent. This is the type of year he's going to have all year long.
It really does jump out. You noted one of the things that is going on with him is not so much chasing and trying to do too much with pitches he can't do anything to. Now, I think we all recognize that's a smart thing to do. That's a sign of a good hitter. As he's started to do that, is that, do you think, a conscious decision, or is that just a matter of sort of something you're better able to do the more big league pitches you see?
I think that's a conscious decision. I mean, Bryce Harper made up his mind during spring training. He even said it, that he's going to play smarter, not only in defensively but offensively. And and part of the problem, too, Matthew, I mean, the guy was injured the last 2 years, and I think health has a lot to do with his great year, too. So I think as long as he stays healthy, he plays smart, then I think he's going to have an MVP-type season. That's just my opinion.
How has he looked to you defensively?
Much better. I think he looks better in right field than he did left. And why that is, I have no idea. But, you know, he's throwing out runners. He seems to have more range playing right field, and that's kind of strange because he didn't have that really playing left. But I think he's been if I had to rate him based on Stratomatic, I would give him a 2 right now.
I think that they would happily take that if you told them that coming into the year, that he'd be that kind of player.
Yes, no question.
One other guy I wanted to touch on that you actually mentioned briefly, Denard Span is not only hitting well, he's hitting for power, which of all the things he does, I don't think anybody expected that. Guy's got 11 extra base hits in his last 12 games. I'm somewhat inclined to just say that's baseball, but do you see anything different about Span, that he's not only getting hits and getting on base, but getting extra base hits?
Well, he's always had the extra base hits. I mean, with the exception of the home runs, he always hit the doubles and stuff, but the home runs, I'm not expecting that to last. I mean, to me, you know, it happens sometimes. That's the way I look at it. And when it's all said and done, he'll probably have, 10 for the year, but you know, the guy has been arguably their best leadoff hitter since I've been covering this team. And he's been phenomenal. He really has. And he's another reason the Nationals have been on this winning streak right now.
Yep, no doubt about that. All right, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.